You're listening to a podcast from 702.
So let's look at the Competition Commission's investigation into pharmaceutical companies for alleged price fixing. But what does it mean for cancer patients who depend on these life-saving drugs that are allegedly being overcharged by these big pharmaceutical companies such as Roche Holdings AG, Pfizer, and even the generic drug makers Aspen Pharmacare? The gravity of the allegation is such that, as I understand, many cancer patients are left to die due to the exorbitant prices that are charged for this medication. Many people can't afford these drugs. Medical aid schemes themselves refusing to pay for certain drugs. Now, the detail here is that we were told yesterday by the Competition Commission that Aspen Pharmacare will be investigated for allegedly abusing its dominant market position to charge excessive prices for three cancer drugs, and those are Alkeran, Lucaran, and Mylara, which are used for treating leukemia, bone marrow, and lymphoma. Roche is alleged to have used an evergreening strategy to prolong the patents that it held on its breast cancer drugs in order to delay competition from generic alternatives. It is also being investigated for charging different prices to state and private sector patients, which authorities say amounted to price discrimination. And the Competition Commission is also scrutinizing Pfizer for the price of its lung cancer medicine. It's called Xalkori. And it says this medicine initially cost 152,000 rand for 250 milligrams, right? And then the price dropped to less than half that amount a little later on. But let's get a sense of what it all means. Now, we're on the line to Salome Meyer, who is a member of the Cancer Alliance. Salome, good morning to you. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Solani, and good morning to all the listeners out
there. I believe that Cancer Alliance is a national alliance of 18 cancer organizations, and that you've been doing a lot of lobbying around this issue of the pricing of cancer medicines. Tell me what you've done so far.
Solani, the Cancer Alliance is in actual fact, we're 24 cancer non-profit organizations, and we also form part of the Fix the Patent Law campaign. Mm-hmm. That is with organizations such as Treatment Action Campaign, Medicines on Frontier, Section 27, and other of the non-communicable diseases. Thus far, we have advocated and lobbied the Department of Health for making Trastuzumab, that is commonly known as Herceptin, available to the patients in the public sector, because as you know, the drug Herceptin is so exorbitantly expensive that not even the Department of Health can afford paying 125,000 rand as opposed to 500,000 rand for public patients. The minister have reservedly said that they will think about the offer that has been put on the table. We also, as the Fix the Patent Law campaign, have advocated and lobbied the pharmaceutical company Roche for lowering their prices and actually being transparent about their prices, about Trastuzumab, making that available.
Salome, let me just pick up on this issue of 125,000 versus 500,000. So you are confirming that there's this company that is charging different prices for private and public patients, public hospital patients?
Yes, that is definitely the case, that they are doing that, and we even know that the cost of manufacturing the drug is half of what they are offering the Department of Health for the same drug. So if that, then one really need to ask the question, who is making the money and who is benefiting? Certainly not the patients in the public sector, and certainly not the patients in the private sector.
And what is their logic? What have they said to you in your engagements?
Their logic is that we don't understand the patent system, and that we do not understand how to negotiate and relate to Big Pharma. That is what they are actually saying to us. And irrespective of how we try to negotiate with them or to engage with them, we hit a brick wall.
Yeah. There are also allegations, of course, around Aspen Pharmacare with regards to the treatment of leukemia, bone marrow, etc. Can you confirm that?
That I cannot confirm precisely in terms of whether that is the case in South Africa, and we hope that the Competitions Commission will reveal everything with relating to these drugs that have been highlighted by them. We also are have knowledge of other drugs and other companies that we will also take to the Competitions Commission to investigate.
So in other words, you're saying that there is more than what we know around this price fixing or excessive pricing within the sector?
There's definitely more. I mean, we have a case of a patient that was able to get a generic drug from India. However, when the drug became registered in South Africa, according to the regulations, the same drug was 70,000 rand more for one treatment cycle.
Wow.
Now, somebody is making money. Who? We don't know. Definitely, it's not the patient that is benefiting. Mm. What is alarming, though, is that the private industry is willing to pay these exorbitant costs. What is also alarming is that the benefits for cancer patients over the last more than 5 years have not increased. So your benefits have stayed, for argument's sake, at 250,000 for the year. So if your drug is costing you 150,000 rand for 250 milligram, that's one tablet, 250 milligram. If that is the cost of it, where do you think your money is going to come from? So the cancer benefits have not increased either. So the cancer patient is losing all the way.
Yeah, Salome, I can tell you that about 2 weeks ago, together with the team here, we visited the Reicha Park Cancer Support Group, and we know the work that they are doing. People are suffering. Cancer is destroying families. Cancer is doing untold destruction. And actually, I've got some research suggesting that by 2030, the number of people who will be suffering cancer in sub-Saharan Africa will almost be doubled. So we need interventions around these prices.
Lonnie, it's more than that. We, the Cancer Alliance, are asking the government to make cancer a priority disease. For years now, this country has not even got a national cancer control plan. We need a national cancer control plan to actively manage the disease that is facing us. And we are facing a disaster in this country. In the same way that HIV/AIDS in the 80s was afforded to be highlighted and said, this is a priority in this country, this government must come to the table and say, we will look at cancer. At the moment, in KwaZulu-Natal, there are no cancer treatment in the public sector because the radiation therapy machines are broken. They're not working. The oncologists have resigned.
Yeah.
So what are we doing about these crises? It is also time that cancer survivors and their families stand up and speak up and say enough is enough.
All right. Salome Meyer, member of the Cancer Alliance, thank you very much.